Today marks a week since the federal election was called. A key campaign theme is economic management, with both the Prime Minister and Treasurer cautiously confident that the good times will continue. But the latest sentiment index from the Institute of Company Directors says confidence is at its lowest point in more than 2 years. The big concern, beyond any future government's control, is a slowing global economy and deepening worries about some big headwinds, including Brexit, US-China trade tensions and the outlook for a recession in the United States. Angus Armour is the Australian Institute of Company Directors Chief Executive, and he's speaking here with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
It's the global economy, Peter. We've seen an alarming decline in sentiment over the past 12 months. I think it's having a big impact on investment. Looking forward the next 12 months, company directors are saying, look, we don't think we'll be investing as much. We're not sure we're going to be employing as much. The unemployment rate they see creeping up. Very real economic impacts from this uncertainty, Peter.
And all this is happening with a federal election campaign in the background. Is that adding to the uncertainty given, I suppose, in some quarters, a policy vacuum?
Voters and directors want clear policy around energy and climate change and infrastructure and tax. And there's no ambiguity in that message. And until that is resolved, that sentiment continues to decline.
Australia's official jobless rate is low at 4.9%, and we'll be getting an update on that later this morning. The recent budget and the Reserve Bank are both optimistic about the jobless rate maybe going even lower. But you're saying that directors that you've surveyed aren't so confident.
No, not at all, Peter. So if you look at where they see the global economy and the Australian economy, almost double the number of directors believe the Australian economy will be weaker in 12 months' time. All the major economies they see weakening over the next 12 months. Asia still being positive, but the rest being negative. So that's translating into their view on employment.
The budget a fortnight ago was cautiously optimistic about the economy, especially given what's going on in the rest of the world. But in your view, were they too optimistic?
We think, looking at these results, that there's a degree of caution that needs to be introduced. Sentiment tends to run ahead of numbers. Directors are saying we see some problems in the next 12 months.
The survey nominates climate change and energy policy as priorities for the next federal government, but you're saying that we're not seeing much progress at all on any sort of bipartisan policy during the election campaign, but business as usual.
Yes, and I think it's fair to say that the director community, that the community at large, have been looking for bipartisan policy on energy for too long, and this needs to be resolved. It's clearly weighing on the minds of the community, and that's translating into, you know, the actions and intentions of directors.
Now, you've been looking at what company directors are thinking, but are you getting a general sense that people in general have switched off and probably can't wait for election day?
Well, this was taken before the election was called, Peter, but I certainly get the sense that there's definitely a degree of frustration in our community about making progress on important policy issues. The fact that we are still reporting a great deal of frustration around energy policy, around climate change, around investment and infrastructure repeatedly from survey to survey should be telling the politicians that people want to see clear messages around economic reform and good policy.
Given that climate policy or the National Energy Guarantee failed and cost Malcolm Turnbull his job, are you hoping that regardless of who wins the election that there will be more certainty, more stability and perhaps even a few policies?
You know, we're calling for it, Peter. I think there's no question that the director community is absolutely calling for that certainty.
The Banking Royal Commission has put boards and directors on notice about reining in any sign of misconduct. So what changes are boards and chief executives putting in place to improve ethics and culture within financial institutions?
I think that's absolutely right, Peter. So if you look at a series of governance failures, whether it's in not-for-profit institutions, financial services, institutions caring for vulnerable people, in government, the standards of practice in governance in Australia need to lift.
The Chief Executive of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, Angus Armour, and he was speaking there with the ABC's Peter Ryan.